We're talking about Indigenous representation and music. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. Let's take a listen.
I'm so indigenous, yeah, rocking indigenous strip from the rest of the hood I uplift. So proud to be native.
This song is called Indigenous by J25, a member of the Choctaw Nation. She frequently raps about her pride in her indigenous lineage and issues facing tribes throughout North America. What kinds of indigenous representation did you see growing up? What sorts of representation do you want to see? Have things changed over the years, or do we still have a long way to go? And, you know, which indigenous artists do you follow? Call in now, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Giselle Childs-Evans, better known as J25, is an Appleton-based indigenous hip-hop artist. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy. That's the organization that presents the Grammy Awards. J25, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you guys.
Yeah, so let's start with the Recording Academy. You recently received a letter from that organization saying that you would be inducted as a member. How did you react when you got that news?
When I first got the news, I was excited and shocked at the same time. It definitely caught me off guard, but I was definitely very happy. You know, I feel like, you know, things are finally moving forward in my career, and it was just a blessing.
And what does it feel like to get that kind of recognition?
Oh, man, to get that type of recognition, it's definitely an honor, a high honor. I mean, that's something that you just don't get every day. And it just goes to show that, you know, hard work, when you work hard and you stay dedicated, it will all pay off.
And to you, what does it mean as a hip-hop artist, really to have the opportunity to influence, you know, who receives recognition in future music award shows like the Grammys?
It definitely gives me a chance to, you know, be a part of the change in the future of music. And also it gives me a chance to introduce a new sound, you know, in music, because that's important. You know, music and technology is changing every day. And, you know, with me being an indigenous artist, it gives me a voice, you know, for the Native American culture as well. So,
can you talk a little bit just about what the application process was like to join the Recording Academy?
Oh, yes, definitely. So, basically, to become a member, you have to fill out an application. And while filling out this application, you also have to receive two strong recommendations from pioneers in the music industry. It could be a producer or an A&R or something like, you know, something of that sort. Also, you have to have a consistent catalog of, you know, social media, like a strong social media presence, music, and, you know, your views on YouTube, they kind of got to be a little bit high, but you have to have a strong following. So that was pretty much the process, and what they do is they look over your, you know, your criteria to see if you meet the criteria, and they make the decision from there.
Now, the 64th Annual Grammy Awards in 2022 is going to be produced with an inclusion writer to ensure that it is more diverse and it's more representative of, you know, the population as a whole. How do you plan to use your influence for other music artists out there to receive recognition from the Grammys, which is still, you know, kind of the highest award that we still have for music right now?
Basically, I plan to see, the key is in this industry, and especially dealing, you know, being a part of the Grammy Awards, building relationships can help make lots of changes. Sometimes it's not even just about the type of music you make, but building those relationships and being a voice that can help change a lot of things. Attending the meetings. I also will be in attendance at the Grammys as well at the Staples Center in January 2022. So my goal is to, you know, build those relationships and continue to push diversity for all, you know, genres of music.
Well, let's stick with the genres of music, because the Grammys is not always the fastest to respond to a music industry that is, you know, evolving really quickly every day. How would you like to see categories expand to include more diverse artists and performers?
I definitely would like it to expand. Me personally, like, I would definitely love to see an indigenous category, because as I look at the category, as I look at the categories, you have rock, pop, hip hop, you know, jazz, blues, reggaeton even. But what I noticed is I saw no indigenous category. So basically that's what I'm pushing for, you know, right now. And I hope to see, you know, expansion in that category one day.
We're talking to J25. She's an Appleton-based indigenous hip-hop artist. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy. That's the organization that presents the Grammy Awards. Now, J25, we often do not hear about indigenous artists and performers in mainstream music or even within the industry as a whole. You know, which music artists come to mind when you think about those with indigenous backgrounds?
One that I can definitely speak on would be an artist by the name of Tabu. He's a part of the group Black Eyed Peas, and he's an indigenous artist. A lot of people confuse him for being another, you know, ethnicity, but he is Native American. Surprisingly, a lot of people don't know this. Also, Beyonce Knowles is also an indigenous artist. I believe she represents the Choctaw Nation. And, you know, those two artists have had a very strong influence in my career. Another one I could name would be a guy by the name of Superman. He represents the Montana area. He has a very strong influence in the Native community. So those are like my top three that have really had a big influence on my music career.
Now, J25, let's take a listen to some of the music you have done, because you're a proud citizen of the Choctaw Nation, and you frequently sing and rap about, you know, Native American communities in your song Indigenous. But let's hear a little bit more of that.
Indigenous, strong and resilient, 500 years and we still here. We weathered the storm like trail of tears, going hard for my rest like I'm Ada Deer. The creator helped me see it clear, feathers up if you native and proud. Genocide still no wiping us out. I'm an eagle soaring high through the clouds, follow the leader.
Now, J25, these lyrics tell a story of historical events within the broader Native community, and also highlight community leaders. We just heard you call out Ada Deer there. Who are some of the leaders within the community that you are inspired by?
I'm definitely inspired by Bill Anatobi. He's actually our governor of our nation. Ada Deer, of course. What's another one? Cliff Matias. He's a big influence. Miss LaDuke. These are people who really are like our water protectors and who really push to do positive things within the community. Right now we have, you know, a situation with stopping Pipeline 3, I believe in the Minnesota area. And these pioneers, you know, they come and they march and they stand with the people and they protest. And, you know, those are the people that have a great, huge influence. And they inspire me to, you know, use my music to speak on these issues that go on in the Native American community.
We are talking to J25 right now. She's a hip-hop artist who raps about issues facing indigenous communities throughout the United States and North America, while also highlighting the culture and history of Native peoples. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy. That's the organization that presents the Grammy Awards. And we're going to talk more about her influences in just a minute. And we're taking your calls and questions at 800-642-1234. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Artist J25 stays with us to talk about her music and her hopes for the 2022 Grammy Awards. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy, which presents the Grammys. She frequently includes, you know, in her music, history about her indigenous culture and issues facing Native communities throughout North America. And what do you think about hip hop today? How do you think that the genre has changed? If you're indigenous, what do you think more people should pay attention to when it comes to Native people in Wisconsin and in other areas? Call in now, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Now, J25, we were just talking about the leaders that have influenced you and that inspire you as part of your music. And I also want to talk about some of the issues that have made it into your songs. I want to listen really quickly to your song, Land Back.
This for all of my cousins up on the reservations. Recognize when I'm speaking on, don't get televised. Missing murdered indigenous women. Genocide, losing all of our men and our children. Suicide, I'm pouring out my heart on these beats, trying to keep hope alive. Preach. I hope I'm not speaking too bold, but you need to know the truth, the real, the story untold. Teach. Since 1492, they tried to put
us on mute. J25, let's look at some of those lyrics. Let's listen to this, some of those lyrics, because, you know, there's been a lot of focus recently on boarding schools. There's always been a focus on missing and murdered indigenous women. Can you talk about why it's important for you to really remind us of this history?
Most definitely. I believe in this new generation. It's important, you know, to that our youth and that our kids are being taught the truth in school. I know for many years that they haven't been when it comes to history. Like, for instance, this is a very controversial subject. We were taught, even when I was in school, that Christopher Columbus discovered America. And when you really go back and you look at the facts, you know, Native Americans, my ancestors, were already here. So it's very important when we speak about American history that we are honest and truthful with our children in schools and making sure that they have, make sure that they're receiving the right information, you know, about the history, about the land acknowledgement, and not just from a negative standpoint, but also from a positive standpoint. You know, that's very important that we teach our kids the truth about Native American history.
And, you know, one of the things I've read about your music, since you, for much of your songs, you do rap about social issues, as we just heard. But can you talk a little bit about the uplifting, the cultural aspect that you really want to showcase in your music?
Oh, yes, definitely. Speaking on the uplifting, like, one of the things that I love to showcase is our annual powwows. And these powwows that we have are open to the public, very family-friendly. We showcase music, our traditions, the type of, you know, food that we eat. It's just a great environment that I encourage everyone to come out and eventually, you know, experience. I definitely, you know, love, you know, broadcasting that in my music as well, just to show people, hey, you know, get to know Native American culture, get to know our people and, you know, in our values and traditions and, you know, what we represent.
We're talking to J25. She's an Appleton-based indigenous hip-hop artist. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy, the organization that presents the Grammys. And we're talking about her music, which showcases indigenous issues, but also talks about the rich cultural history of Native peoples throughout the country. Now, J25, one question I have is, you know, hip-hop is a pretty expansive genre. How do you see, you know, more indigenous performers like yourself making inroads in that pretty broad category?
I definitely see, you know, indigenous hip hop basically making its way into the indigenous music, making its way into the category because, for one, the public loves hearing a new sound. After a while, you know, they don't want to hear the same old music. So I believe that it will have a strong influence in music because it's something different. A lot of the artists are very unique, very dedicated to what they do. So it's only a matter of time before indigenous music as a whole will be like a household name.
Well, let's listen to one last song, J25. Here is Native America.
My native's still fighting for freedom. The government don't understand that. It's deeper than stimulus money. Stimulus money. Just give us our land back. You don't want to go to war with the tribes. All my natives on slide. You can't run from all those lies. Once you cross those enemy lines.
So J25, you're still talking about, you know, issues facing the community, especially with land rights, tribal rights, all of that. Do you see a parallel between the social justice issues of early hip hop and what you're rapping about today?
Most definitely. In a way, it's like it's definitely in the same category. The same struggles, you know, in hip hop and as well as the Native American community, you know, we have struggles with the pipeline, you know, and missing murdered indigenous women and not, you know, especially on the Indian reservations, not receiving the simple resources that, you know, our people need, like clean water. That's been a big struggle in the Navajo Nation. And it's just important to bring awareness, you know, somebody has to be a voice or we all have to be the voice and, you know, speak on our community so people can be aware and maybe, you know, and we might receive the resources that we need. So it's definitely, you know, when I look at hip hop and, you know, I look at what goes on in the Native American community, it's important that, you know, we continue to fight and stand strong together and bring awareness.
So J25, as we wrap up, what are you looking forward to doing next in your career?
Next in my career, I'm looking forward to, you know, taking my music and getting it on a bigger platform as to where I can distribute, you know, my music on a bigger scale. I would like to do more for the communities. as a whole for all cultures, you know, not just Native Americans. I want to help, you know, give back to the kids and, you know, people in need and pretty much, you know, that's what I want to do, just, you know, just continue to give back to the people in any way that I can. And I feel like that's what makes you truly a winner. It's not just about being successful or being wealthy. Wealth to me is making a difference in the community. And that's what I plan to do, you know, with my platform.
J25, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really great.
Thank you. It was an honor.
Giselle Childs-Evans, whose stage name is J25, is an Appleton-based Indigenous hip-hop artist. She was recently inducted into the Recording Academy that presents the Grammy Awards. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.